USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia's Commonwealth has spoken, and their next governor will be Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin.
And a defining moment that is now millions of Virginians walking together.
Glenn Youngkin defeated former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe by nearly 2 percentage points. Other races in Virginia, as a lieutenant governor and attorney general, both leaning Republican, with 95% of the votes counted. The race for New Jersey governor didn't end on Election Day. In a surprise, the contest, once seen as a shoe-in for Governor Phil Murphy, remained too close to call Wednesday, with results so far showing the Democrat governor and Republican challenger, Jack Citarelli, less than 1 percentage point apart. In what some are calling poetic justice, the Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions for 2021 as they defeated the Houston Astros Tuesday night, 7-0. We are USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Could COVID booster shots be mandated? Tim Berg reports.
As many businesses across the United States mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for their employees, will COVID booster shots be soon required as well for some workers? The answer is yes, at least at a hospital in Newark, New Jersey. University Hospital in Newark is believed to be the first in the state that's implementing a COVID-19 vaccine booster mandate for employees who got the single-dose J&J vaccine. Dr. Human Norchasm is a virologist. He joins Fox News and says this hospital is going about this the wrong way.
Really, what we're doing here is we're doing something completely unscientific and irrational in a setting where we have a very good test to assess whether or not these people are actually immune already. The fact that it's coming from a hospital system is actually quite shocking to me, because these folks actually know you can actually take these 270 people who have been vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson, assess their antibodies, and if they're low or nil, those are the folks who need to get boosted. Everybody else should not get mandated.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden Tuesday on the Virginia governor's race.
I don't believe, and I've not seen any evidence, that whether or not I am doing well or poorly, whether or not I've got my agenda passed or not, is going to have any real impact on winning or losing. I think we're going to win in Virginia. We're going to win. But look, you know, the off year is always unpredictable.
A Fox News poll revealed 52% of Virginians say they disapprove of Biden's job performance. 64% of Virginians say the country under Biden is heading in the wrong direction. The most important issue for the Commonwealth is the economy and jobs. The liberal media continues to push racism in America. MSNBC news anchors on Tuesday.
The virus was a very low non-importance to many voters.
Which was
it was education, right, which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching about race.
Critical race theory, which isn't real, turned the suburbs 15 points to the Trump insurrection endorsed Republican.
Dr. Carol Swain, a woman of color and former professor at Princeton and Vanderbilt, says she's proud to be a Virginian.
Well, they can't really racialize it, because a number of black parents and immigrant parents have stood with their white brothers and sisters to reject critical race theory.
We'll continue monitoring the election results from yesterday. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.